Hi, this podcast has to do with, in my opinion, I've tried to figure out what gets people motivated to addiction, right? Like extremism, it's like, I'm going to try to explain, like, if you're addicted, especially narcotics, which is like, there's a tiny bit of people, but there's a lot of people, even though it's a small amount, it's too many. It's like addiction. If you're addicted to drugs, right? I'm not talking about marijuana, I'm talking about man-made drugs. I'm going to try to explain something to people that do it and people that don't do it. First of all, if you don't do it, be happy. Feel good about yourself. Because it's a tease that you can never be fulfilled with man-made drugs. It's just impossible, you know? And then the people that do the drugs, I have a feeling why you do it. And it's like, drug addicts or addiction, it could be other addictions, but I'll talk about drug addicts. When they don't have drugs, they're miserable, you know? And sometimes they're willing even to do anything to get drugs. Like, it depends on the person, circumstance, what they'll do. But, you know, when they don't have drugs, you know, and they're not happy sober, right? You know, they're miserable people. Like, they have no motivation to do nothing. They're just like wanting something, you know, the substance. And the first thing is, when drug addicts, and I'm not dissing you, drug addicts, I'm just trying to get to how my opinion, like, a drug addict will feel so depressed, and then the first step for a drug addict is to have money, right? And there's different ways of making money, and illegally it doesn't bother them, like, illegally or, you know, breaking God's law, you know? But, you know, they get check day comes, and once they have money, that's the first step, like, for a drug addict, is to get money, right? I know some people rob people for drugs, too. But most drug addicts, they're just calm, and they're, like, not really violent, non-violent, and, you know. So the drug addict somehow thinks about money and getting money. Once they have money, right, this rush comes to them, right? This rush, you know, because drugs, like, I believe it, is so precious to them. You know, it's very precious. They see drugs as something very precious, in my opinion. And then they go find the drugs, and they give the money, and they get the drugs. And then that's when the real, real rush comes to them. You know, number one, it's illegal. They get a rush. They have to hide it. And they have a rush because it's illegal. Number two, in their mind, you know, the rush of doing the drugs, they want to do the drugs. They get a rush or whatever, excitement. It's all bullshit. It's not a joy. It's not real, right? It's not a real joy. But in their mind, they feel joy, excitement, a rush. And then they do the drugs, right? They, you know, and the cycle continues. Like, what happens with the drugs? They do it, and then it's like the climax. You know, the climax is getting the money, getting the drugs. All before they even do the drug, it's like a rush, excitement. It's like, and then they do the drugs, right? And then they feel good for 2 seconds. And then guess what happens? They hit the peak and it goes downhill. You know? because they can never get enough of it. It's just physical. It's not meant. I don't know if it's the chemicals or what. I don't know. But I can guarantee you that the excitement's over, right? And then they want to do it more, right? They want to do more and more. And their mind plays tricks on them. The more you do, the more joy and excitement you'll feel, which is not true. Because it's just this, technically it's dopamine in the mind. And dopamine isn't meant something for to last. Dopamine is to, you know, there's a time to laugh, there's a time to cry, there's a time to work. So for that short period of time, they have physical joy. And then guess what happens? Drugs is a rich man's dope, right? All these man-made drugs is for, like, I'm not saying for the rich man, but, like, you have to be a rich man to afford it, to do it, right? So all these people, it doesn't matter rich or poor, they just continuously use it. And then they have, like, parts of it where they're sick of it because, you know, they can't get fulfilled, and they say, why am I doing this, you know? Why am I doing this? And I need more and more and more and more and more and more. And then, you know, like the climax downhill, and then the depression comes, because most people, even if they have money, they use it all, or they're broke, and they have no more, right? And that's when depression starts, the cycle starts, right? And even if, like, they don't use it for a few days and, you know what I'm saying, like, they're trying to quit maybe, or they just don't have money or it's not around, they'll be sober, but the cycle continues. The mind plays tricks on him, and it's deeper than just doing drugs. It's a cycle. It's like any addiction, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, even people that are addicted to food, it's like they imagine it. Or you could be addicted to sex or something. Or you could be addicted to masturbating. Like, the sickness is the thought, the excitement. And you actually, like, it's better thinking about it than actually doing it, the fantasy. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. And it's like you reach the climax and then you get depressed because you can never get fulfilled with addiction, any type of addiction. You know, it's extremism. You have to be moderate in everything to be happy. And the ancient Greeks, you know, said something. Metron ariston, pan metron ariston, means moderation is the top way to live, the best way to live. And any addiction, war addiction, violence addiction, there's so many addictions, sin addiction, you know, even like a cleaning addiction, it's extremism, you know. You know, addiction is when you're forced to do it. We're free. We're meant, if you're going to do something, be free, right? Like, I'm addicted to cigarettes, I admit it, right? I wish I could quit or at least cut it down. And I have everyone's addicted to something, maybe, you know, to some extent. Money addiction too, you know. You know, it's not good for us. We weren't meant to be addicted to anything that way, but it's reality, you know. It's reality. Addictions are reality. But you can never get fulfilled with addictions because it's never enough. It's never enough. The fantasy, the climax, getting to the climax, like what you think of it, you think, oh, it's like drugs. Oh, I'm going to feel so happy. But you don't, because it runs out, you know. You go downhill. The climax goes downhill, and I feel like shit, you know. I feel so depressed. I feel this, I feel that, you know. And it's sad, really, to what extent, you know what I'm saying? To what extent alcohol addiction, to what extent, you know. So I hope I explained it. And if you're addicted to some, like I'm addicted to cigarettes, so what I know is that cigarettes don't make you go crazy, though. Alcohol, drugs make you go crazy. You know, man-made drugs make you go crazy. Even marijuana, if you abuse it, can make you go crazy, right? I smoke a little weed and just to feel happy, just to feel what it's meant to do, make you feel happy, joyful. And you don't crave it. Like, you don't want to. If you're addicted, you have to do more and more and more. Yeah, but if you smoke the right amount of weed or alcohol, you drink the right amount, moderate, you shouldn't have a problem, like, going crazy or acting stupid, thinking you're Superman, Superwoman. So if you're addicted, you got to know it's going to be a tough ride. It's going to be a tough ride to break the cycle. And don't think of it as precious, like it's like so important. You know, the saying says, easier said than done, right? But most people on the planet don't like even drink or smoke marijuana or do drugs. Most people like being sober or socially moderate. That's the majority. So you can do it. Like basically, don't think it. You're thinking drugs is so important. Addiction is so important. It's gonna bring you joy, and it's your mind playing. You're addicted. You're blind. You're addicted. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna bring you joy. Addiction. You know, it's not going to bring you happiness. You're addicted and you're a slave in a way to it. It controls you like for everyone. But most of us, we're not fat. We're not drug users. We're not alcohol. We're not violent. We're not greedy. Like, we're, most of us are just everyday people. So remember that admire the everyday people that just stay away from that garbage and any type of addiction, okay?